Welcome to the Archives of Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Have you ever been to prison or realized how close you were to going but never got caught and never went to prison? Well, that's what happened to Jack Gantos, except that he did get caught and he did go to prison. In 1971, for being a crew member on a boat that smuggled a ton of hashish from St. Croix in the Virgin Islands to New York City. He survived prison and in the long run did well. He became a college writing teacher and has written about his prison experience in a book called A Hole in My Life. This book tells the story of what happened in the summer of 1971 when he smuggled that ton of hashish. It tells his court experience, what happened to him in prison, and how those experiences changed his life. I spoke with Jack Gantos from his home near Boston, Massachusetts, in December of 2004, and asked him to start by telling us what happened.
Well, in Hole of My Life, the book is really about several things, but one of the major elements of this book is that I smuggled a boat of hashish from the Virgin Islands to New York City when I was young, and I was arrested and spent some time in prison. That's sort of the long and the short of it, and then there are a lot of details within it.
Well, tell us some of those details. What led you to make that decision? Obviously, a person 19 or 20 your age then would know that a ton of hashish is a pretty dangerous enterprise.
Yes, and I did know that it was a dangerous enterprise, and I wasn't that dangerous a kid. And in fact, I think really what happened is I felt fairly invulnerable. You know, I had, just to back up a little bit, when I was in 11th grade, my parents had moved from Florida, South Florida, down to the Caribbean. And so I stayed in South Florida and ran my own life. In 12th grade, I had a job. I paid my own rent in my own apartment. I bought my own clothes, my own food. And I did very well. And actually, I thought, you know, that I was a mature young man and that I was making a lot of very certain and wise decisions, and that my life was going forward. And then I was supposed to go to University of Florida for writing. I wanted to write books. I was very interested in creative writing, but when I went up to University of Florida, the creative writing program really didn't kick in until about your junior year, and I wanted to get at it sooner than that. So I kind of didn't go to University of Florida and instead moved down to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, where my parents were then living. And so at that point, I was still thinking, you know, I'm a great guy. I can figure this out. But then I couldn't figure it out. And the part I couldn't figure out was